owed to her. They thought her life was a joke or a folktale or just another story told around a water cooler in passing as the day unfolds, bypassing her truth, narrating her hurt, brushing under the rug as mere phone calls and text messages. Nothing to sound the alarm. No need to worry. Dismissing her claim as he said, she said, not penetrating what she said, her fear for her life, until she ended up dead. Dead. Shot multiple times in a parking garage. Is this a mirage? Some form of illusion? A young black woman dead, searching for solutions? Life just beginning yet, cut short by racist underpinnings. She turned to the police for a chance to be free, reporting her ex-boyfriend's threat and harassment. She pleads, only to have the police seize the investigation, deeming it not worthy of further examination. Police spoke to him for 3 minutes. That was enough. This inquiry was limited, as she wasn't enough. Enough to be believed, enough to experience pain, enough to lay charges until she was slain. Police are there to protect you, which you, might I ask? Someone with pigment much lighter than mine, a blonde, a brunette, those with hair unlike mine? Truth is, we live in a two-tiered system of police protection. One stands behind white bodies, though not without its flaws. Another for the racialized others, black and indigenous people, ignoring their cause. This young black woman paid the ultimate price of what black protection costs. Being a black woman is hard. Wearing an armor for our own protection as we are the constant recipients of rejection. We stand alone, always on guard. Even when battered, bruised, and threatened by those who profess love, securing help is a tenuous call. Intimate partner violence leaves black women at the intersection of lonely and survival. Discussion in our circles is already shunned. And no one comes until it's all said and done. We are often blamed for the abuse, worse, criminalized for resisting the abuse. 39 minutes the officer spoke to her. From her lips to his deaf ears, her fear was neglected, but not without a caution signaling what he accepted. He had the proof, yet concluded she was wasting his time. So he lied. She died, and I stand here wondering why. I did not know her, but I know she was brave. She threw herself at the mercy of the system, hoping to be saved, not realizing that the next step was her grave. The system showed its true colors, failing her for what she lacked. She was black. Take it in. That's a lot to unpack.